and a very, very happy Friday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate along with us.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He knows.
He does. It is the 17th day of the 10th month of 2025. 290 in, 75 left to go. 2 weeks from now, Halloween.
Ooh, baby.
It's cool that it's on a Friday this year.
I know. We were discussing that and how much candy to anticipate because of this. I'm never going to financially recover, in the words of the Tiger King.
Kidding.
Right.
No, kidding. I'm going to be dealing. I'm going to meet people under underpasses.
Oh, dear.
To get the candy this year just to hand out.
Can I get in on that action?
See?
Can I just send you down
it's
there?
It's not just for LaBoo-Boos anymore. I know a guy. I know a guy. 16 days until we fall forward. Backwards. Daylight saving time.
We're falling.
We'll just sort that out when it shows up.
We're still not going to get more sleep because we have children.
Today, otherwise known as National Pasta Day.
Hey!
Hello! It's me!
It's a Cardinal Pizza Bella right there, gentlemen. I miss him.
Would the fiance celebrate just because it's Pasta Day? Would she break her no-carb thing?
Yesterday, I saw somebody up here.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Billy downstairs brought his lovely wife Louise.
Aww.
Brought some angel food cake.
Oh, kinda
like,
I saw kind of that.
Just delectable. And he forced her to eat part of mine.
Get it. That's how it's done. Just tell her this.
She loved it.
Your brain feeds off carbs. You're doing it to be a smarter girl and happier for
we'll get
everyone.
Her. We'll get her. We'll get her on the bandwagon. National Body Confidence Day, nonetheless. See?
Two
it's
for
also
one.
Four Prunes Day, so
I don't,
do it at your leisure. And get back to us on how that turns out.
Oversharing.
Also, Forgiven X Day.
See, the forgiveness is for
one.
You, not them.
Just pick one. Wear Something Gaudy Day. Well,
hello,
I failed on that.
I know.
Sorry.
What happened
to you? I got my Hank hat on.
All right. To me, it's a Cardinal Isabella.
I just wanted
to hear
what the rest of that was. It's driving me nuts not hearing it. And tomorrow, happy birthday, Puerto Rico or something. We took United States possession of Puerto Rico, 1898, tomorrow.
Bring it in. Now you're ours. We're all together.
America.
Yeah, like the Bad Bunny.
That is where he is from.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A lot of people don't know that. On this date in history, 1902, the first Cadillac was produced.
Ooh.
1919, the Radio Corporation of America, RCA, was incorporated.
And look at us now.
Because it's a corporation. So it was incorporated. On this date in 1931, Al Capone, see, was convicted of income tax evasion, see, and that's how they got him, see.
Gotta be careful. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Only he had AI to do his taxes for him. On this day,
about that.
In 1949, Northwest Airlines becomes the first U.S. airline to serve alcoholic beverages in flights.
Yeah, and more on that
on the show.
8:45, yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. On this day, 1956, Donald Byrne, Bobby Fischer play a game of chess labeled the game of the century.
Oh.
And Bobby Fischer beat Donald Byrne.
How about a nice game of chess?
Thank you, Joshua. 1979, Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Atta girl.
There you go, right there.
Didn't go to
Peace Prize.
Well.
Maybe next year.
Next year.
Peace Prize.
Oh, musically fun. We're just random today. 1981, Christopher Cross. Number one on the charts. With Arthur's theme, The Best That You Can Do.
Yeah.
And also,
related news, yeah.
Wins a Grammy and an Academy Award.
Okay. Just so we're clear, girls, just because he's cute and funny does not negate the fact that he is a raging alcoholic and probably shouldn't be the one for you.
Peace Prize!
On this date in 2005, the Colbert Report premieres on Comedy Central. Things were funny before they were political.
Yeah.
Peace Prize!
So hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
Clarity ensues.
Sadly, on this date back in 2019, we lost the great Bob Kingsley. And on this date, it would have been, we lost him also in 2019. Happy birthday, ETC, Earl Thomas Conley.
'Cause it's birthday time.
Elsewhere on the Friday birthday front, it is a celebratory occasion both today and through a weekend. Happy birthday, Alan Jackson. 67 today. We'll have details coming up. Not necessarily the news, 640 on his final concert. Tickets went on sale yesterday. Oh my. Dear. The site was
shut down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Elsewhere on the Friday birthday cake and weekend front, Felicity Jones. Is that Felicity? 42?
No. All right. From a Real House. I don't know where she is.
Did she win a
Peace Prize?
I don't think she's a Nobel winner.
Eminem is 53 today. Weird. Chris Kirkpatrick of the NSYNC is 54. Wyclef Jean, 56. Ziggy Marley, 57. And also with you, the genius Mike Judge. Office Space, Idiocracy, Beavis Butthead, 63. King of the Hill. Wow. Texan. The great Norm MacDonald would have been 66 today.
Dang it.
And then tomorrow, Bristol Palin is 37. Brittany Griner, 35. Riley Green, 37. He's a singer. Zac Efron's 38. Lindsey Vonn, back to skating, I think. Or skiing.
Skiing, yeah.
41. There's a difference.
Same thing.
Josh Grayson, remember him? We'll play some of him coming up. 45. Neo, 46 tomorrow. Jean-Claude Van Damme is 65 tomorrow.
Peace
Tough.
He didn't win that. He did the opposite. And certainly did the opposite. Boxer Tommy Hearns, still going strong at 67. Martina Navratilova is 69. Pam Dauber, Mindy of Mork and Mindy, is 74.
Boy, remember that, driving around in the Jeep?
And Ditka is 86.
He likes the football.
Mike Ditka, tomorrow. It's greatness. On Sunday, you got Chris Kattan, Mango, 55. Trey Parker of South Park is 56. He knew it was coming, 56. John Edward, he's the psychic guy. Rodney Carrington, 57. John Favreau, Ty Pennington. And the great John Lithgow is 80. There you go. That's the week.
Right.
That's the week. We didn't win
that's
anything.
Birthdays.
We didn't win.